Although William Ross Wallace may have coined the most ardently honest description of Mother's Day before the malediction of American marketing made a mockery of it, his brief citation still exudes a reality most humans wish was true. Quote, "The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world," unquote. Like most poets, this commentator still believes the essence of what most of us wish were true is best conveyed in verse. Ergo, there are many ways and words to accomplish this. In her volume of poems, Your Native Land, Your Life, Adrienne Rich writes, quote, "You, air-driven, reft from the tuber-bitten soil that was your portion, from the torched-out village, the Marxist study group, the Zionist cell, cafe or cheder, tzaddik or Freudian, straight or gay, woman or man, oh you, stripped, bared, appalled, stretched to mere spirit, yet still physical, your irreplaceable knowledge lost at the mud-slick bottom of the world. How you held fast, with your bone-meal fingers to yourselves, each other, and strangers. How you touched, held up from falling, what was already half cadaver. How your life cry taunted extinction with its wild, crude, so what? You, air-driven, reft, are yet our teachers trying to speak to us in sleep, trying to help us wake," unquote. In these poems, Rich states, "I have been trying to speak from and of and to my country, to speak a different claim from those staked by the patriots of the sword, to speak of the land itself, the cities, and of the imaginations that have dwelt here at risk, unfree, assaulted, erased. I draw strength from the traditions of all those who, with every reason to despair, have refused to do so," unquote. From words like these, drawn from the heart of a poet, wife, mother, teacher, ultimately gay, proud American citizen, other American poets are inspired with a new optimism and hope for a better tomorrow for all Americans. A few short months ago, after reading them, this poet was moved himself to write the following. Winterset. All at once, the waning edge of a late January sunset's incandescence detonates a gasp. This glinting flash of brilliance, but a breath for some, as nature measures it, that splash of mandarin tint against blue so faint it wrings a tear. Tomorrow's morning sky will appear unchanged, perhaps an errant wisp rearranged, but nothing taints this computation's sum that vows another spring will come.